Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Amen. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7, and we're going to read verses 8 through 11, and then we can be seated and allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, "You Are Awesome, Lord." How many believe God is awesome? Amen. And he's worthy to be praised, amen? We're going to see in this message, by the grace of God, the things that the Lord honors, especially in the lives of his people. But we're also going to see the things that dishonor the Lord. And we're going to see that God changes not. Aren't you so blessed that God doesn't change his mind like we change our mind every day? We can change our mind in an instant, but God is steadfast in his word. God's immovable. You cannot shake God. You cannot move God. But one of the things that we're going to see in the word of God is that he is true. Can I get an amen? Amen. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so we're going to see by the grace of God the attributes of the living God, and that we can rely on the Word of God. The Word of God is our source. The Word of God is our authority. Can I get amen? When God and the Word and the Spirit is your authority, you could never fail. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. So are we there, Deuteronomy? Let's read. "But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love him." Say that with me. Love him. One more time. Love him. "And keep his commandments." Verse 10. "And he repays those who hate him to their face." Oh my gosh. Did you catch that? Let's read that one again. "And he repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them." Oh, I thought we served a loving God. Yeah, we do. But he's also a righteous God. Can I get an amen? "And he will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which I command you today to observe them." May the Lord have a blessing to the hear and read of his word. You may be seated. Let's look up here. My question this morning and this message that's going out on the internet: how well do you know God? How well do you know him? And the only way that I can honestly assess of knowing who God is through his word. And once you understand his word, then the Spirit of God will confirm all things through the word. And this is why you need the word and the Spirit. And there are some places have word only and no Spirit, and then all they have is Spirit and no word. There has to be a balance. Can I get an amen? You have to understand God's word. So, saints, God is someone who you need to understand. He came down to earth. Can I get him? From heaven. And you need to have a little thought to otherwise who he is. The truth is that most people don't know him very well. So when things go wrong, when you go through trials and tribulations, sometimes we forget to run to God. And so even those who say that they believe in God and have trusted with him, because of the eternal life he has given us, there's something that's inaccurate sometimes of understanding. Why? Because, let me ask this question. When you got saved, did God promise you a rose garden? Did he say everything is going to be all right now? No, we're going to go through trials and trips. Can I get an amen? And furthermore, some people claim to believe about God and is contradicted by the way they live. Many of us know people that they worship God, they claim to know God, but there's something missing. The conviction of God living in them. There's got to be conviction. Can I get an amen? Because God's word will always be contrary to the way we think. How many believe that our thoughts are totally different from God and God's thoughts are totally different from ours? Well, this is why we need to understand the word of God. Look right up here. Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So this lets us know that sometimes you and I, with good intentions, with things that are really thought out well, we can be self-deceived. Can I get amen? Because God is saying, no, I need you to look at the word of God to see if that's all right with me. And so we need to look at the final authority. So saints, there are many qualities of God revealed in Scripture. And one of them is his faithfulness. The worship team, I believe, it was Sister Channy who exhorted us about God's faithfulness. He is faithful. How many believe God is faithful? Amen. And how many believe that sometimes we are faithless? Oh, yeah. We fall in that category, don't we? And so, when the Lord was about to lead his people into the promised land, he gave this reminder to them. And God is reminding us again today. He's exhorting us today. It is found in God's word right up here. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God. Say that with me. Faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to 1,000 generations. So guess what? We are now that generation who God is keeping the covenant with. Can I get amen? When we came to Jesus by faith, we were born of God. We were grafted in by faith. And because we've been grafted in, now we are the adopted children of God. Can I get an amen? So everything that God has given Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is now ours as well. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed to know that everything that was promised to them is now being given to us by faith? Hallelujah. God is a good God. And he keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to 1,000 generations with those, here's the key word, that love him. And how many can honestly say this morning that you love him? Come on. Amen. We love the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All the things we've been through, we love him despite of the good, the bad, and the ugly. We love him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, but he repays those who hate him to their faces. Look at this. To destroy them, and he will not delay with him who hates him. And this is why it's very important. This is why there's crusades going in the state of California, because there's people that hate God. They're enemies to the cross. And if they're enemies to the cross, guess what? They hate you too. Jesus said, if they hated me, they will hate you too. Can I get an amen? Amen? And so, let's look up here. To be faithful means to be reliable. God is relying on us. God, we are now the spokesperson right now. In the flesh, but the power of God and the Spirit of God living inside us. That what comes forth by faith is that we understand who God is. We learn who God is. We know who God is. Because God is not a man that could lie, so he knows us. And how does he know us? Because we've been born of him. Hallelujah. So God could never say to you, I never knew you. Depart from me. No, because we've been born of God by faith. Can I get an amen? We've been washed in the blood. We've been saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in Jesus' name. Man, I'm telling you, we have everything that God promised us in the time that we live in. And so, what is it to be reliable? Well, we got to turn to the Word of God. Amen? Because I can say, yeah, I'm reliable, and I'll forget my appointment. How many of you forgot your appointments? How many of you said, yeah, hey, I'll be there, and you totally forgot? Oh, my gosh. I think one of the things that I'm always forgetting, because it's like 2 months away, is a doctor's appointment. Even though they left the message the day before, I forgot. I'm here to let you know that God is faithful. He will always keep his appointments. Can I get an amen? Let's look at the word right up here. I'm reading this out of the Living Bible. Remember that those in those days were living utterly apart from Christ. You and I had our BC years. Can I get an amen? Come on. You know how, you know where you were when God found you. Amen? And you were, look at this. You were enemies of God's children. Oh, man. I remember people used to come witness to me. Man, I used to want to just slap them upside the head. Get away from me. I don't want to hear this. We were all somehow enemies to the cross. Can I get amen? But look at this. And he had promised you no help. You were lost without God, without hope. That was the state, the condition we were at one time in our life. Can I get an amen? But how many believe we serve a mighty God, a faithful God? Let's continue. Look, but now you belong to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word proclaims that we are his now. Can I get an amen? We are his, and no one can snatch us out of his hand. Thank you, God. Look at this, but you belong to Christ Jesus. And though you once were far away from God, now you have been brought very near to him because of what Jesus Christ has done for you through his blood. Hallelujah. We've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Can I get amen? Amen. Nothing can take away our sins but the blood of Jesus. Can I get amen? Nothing. Amen. You can scrub your flesh with Brillo pad all day long, but your sin will still remain. But the blood of Jesus will wash away your sin. Can I get amen? And look what it says here. Verse 14. For Christ himself is our way of peace. He has made peace between us Jews and you Gentiles by making us all one family, breaking down the wall of contempt that used to separate us. Unfortunately, our Jewish friends who we rent from here, they're still apart from Christ. And we need to pray for them. Can I get amen? And I know the rabbi, he downloads our messages. I'm praying, well, oh Lord, one day, Lord, just that will be the day that he'll cry out to you. Because they need Christ too. Can I get amen? There's nobody exempt on this planet. We all need to come through the cross. Now look at this in verse 15. By his death, he ended the angry resentment between us, caused by the Jewish laws that favored the Jews and excluded the Gentiles. We're the Gentiles. For he died to annul that whole system of the Jewish laws. Because listen, let me just say this. The laws back in the Old Testament, no one could keep them. That's why every year they had to come and bring turtle doves and bulls and bullocks. And it was a temporary covering. But when Jesus came, hallelujah, John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world once and for all. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. It was Jesus himself that came and wrought salvation with his right hand to deliver us from sin and bondage, caused by the Jewish laws that favored them. For he died to annul the whole system of the Jewish law, that he took the two groups that had been opposed to each other and made them parts of himself. So now Christ is living in you. Hallelujah, the hope of glory. Thank you, God. Thus, he fused us together to become one new person, and at last there was peace. Listen, when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, man, I'm telling you, the anger, the resentment, the bitterness, man, it just like dissipated. And I was filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that's been 30 years ago. And by the grace of God, he's the one that has kept me. Can I get an amen? Listen, you can't keep yourself. God has to keep you. Can I get an amen? And this is why we, as born-again believers, we know that he is faithful, hallelujah, to complete what he has started in you. Oh, yes. Faithful. God is faithful. Saints, we can count on God to do what he says in his own time and his own way. Can I get amen? Amen. His promises are sure, but they are not always positive. They're not. His faithfulness applies not only to his commitment to show loving kindness to those who are obedient followers of Christ, but it also includes a promise of judgment and retribution for those who hate him. Wow. Praise God that we're not numbered in that group. Can I get an amen? Because I believe everyone in here loves the Lord. Loves the Lord thy God with all our heart, soul, and mind. So let's look at this. God's faithfulness is grounded in his unchanging nature. You have to understand God's word. Hallelujah. When God says, I change not, then you can take that to the bank. You can say, God is faithful. God will keep me. God will promise those things unto me. And so we have to turn to the word of God so that we can understand that he proclaimed this thousands of years ago so that we would understand today that he doesn't change. Aren't you so blessed he doesn't change his mind on you? Oh, you know what? Today you are really bad. I'm going to have to scratch you now. You're done. Yeah. You ever see a red ant trying to jump on your leg and they want to bite you? And so what do? You stamp on that thing, huh? Aren't you so blessed he doesn't do that to us? Look at the word of God right up here. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, old children of Jacob, are not consumed. Oh, my God. This is why God's grace. Listen, when we miss the mark, when we fall on our face, we do face plants. Hallelujah. He doesn't just cast you into the bottomless pit where the Bible says the worm dieth not. You know what he does? He comes to help and restore you. Can I get amen? He's been pursuing us since birth. Hallelujah. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, he was chasing after us. Why? Because the Bible says he has loved us with an everlasting love. Now, is there consequences of sin? Absolutely. Absolutely. Look what it says in Numbers right up here. God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Thank God that he doesn't change his mind. Lord, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. For when I do make mistakes, you don't bring that hammer upon me and crush me. Hallelujah. Let me just say this. How many of you can honestly say, since you started your walk with Christ, the day that he saved you, that you know there were times where you failed him? He didn't change his mind about you, did he? Aren't you so blessed? Huh? He still loved you through. He loved you through your rebellion. He loved you through your setback. He loved you through your trial and tribulation. He loved you through your sickness. This is the God we serve. Hallelujah. When you could no longer go to your HMO and PPO, when you could no longer go to your ATM and it says insufficient funds, he is there. Can I get an amen? Amen. He is there to fulfill all your needs according to his riches and glory. This is why I thank God he doesn't change his mind about us. Look at this. So he is the son of man that should not change his mind. He has said and he will not do it. Or has he spoken and he will not fulfill it? Absolutely. He's going to fulfill everything he started in you. Can I get an amen? Amen. So saints, God is the same God in the book of Genesis all the way to the end of Revelation. He's the same God. He changes not. Thank you, God. He is the inescapable, awesome, and righteous judge of all mankind. And we must all stand before him to give an account to our lives. Why? Because God said in his word, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many are thankful that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Yet, saints, there are some people that fall into this category. Yet, so many people have a lesser view of God. Why? I've come across some seasoned saints, meaning seasoned men, they've been walking with Christ for a long time. And yet when trial comes, when tragedy comes, when disappointment comes, they forget about running to God. And they turn to other sources and find themselves going around like a merry-go-round. Until God says, finally, can you stop and turn to me? For I am the author and finisher of your faith. And so, let's look at this. They think they are free to live as they please, but when trouble comes, that God will bail them out. I've seen this category happen before. Man, they just forget about God. They do all, man, they just go out there, man, and they're just living a life sometimes of debauchery. And then when trouble comes, oh God. And we know God is faithful. We know he's merciful. But we don't have to find ourselves in that category in the beginning. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. God wants us to live the abundant life. And the abundant life we can experience is through Jesus alone. Jesus said, I am the abundant life. Hallelujah. And I remember when I got saved, man, he radically changed my life. And I know many of your testimonies, he radically saved yours by the grace of God. Here's another point. They believe God doesn't pay attention to sin unless it's something really bad like murder. Jesus said, even if you just lust and look upon a woman, you've committed adultery. You know, God has placed mankind in checkmate. There's no wiggle room for us. He sees all, knows all. And so, there are those, they think that, oh man, you know what? I never killed nobody. I never robbed anybody. But there are some that, pss, 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 all they do is talk about someone all day long. Pss, 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 pss. That's no different from murder. No different. Look at number three. And by the way, these categories is the majority of where this state of California is going. And this is why we need a revival in this land. Can I get an amen? We need God's Spirit to come. Hallelujah. And revive the church, because the Bible says judgment first starts in the house of God. So God is looking for us to rise up in faith and to proclaim him outside of these four walls. Can I get amen? Look at number three here. They are confident that God understands their faults and failures and will overlook their sin. Ouch. I'm here to let you know, he sees everything in the private. Everything. So what you do in secret, he will reveal it if you stay in that secret place that doesn't honor him. Can I get amen? If you find yourself in that area, repent right away. Can I get amen? God is merciful and faithful, and he forgives on the spot. But you got to come clean. You got to come clean. Can I get amen? Did you know that every one of us, saved and not saved, outside of these four walls, across this nation, across the world, everyone is going to give an account to God? How many believe that? Okay, so we believe it, but let's get reminded by the Word of God, because the Word of God is true. Can I get amen? This is why the Word of God in this church is the final authority. Can I get amen? I can say many things over the pulpit, but if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, man, you need to chuck it out. Can I get amen? Amen. I remember this one teacher used to tell me, you know, a lot of times you're going to hear messages from internet, television, you know, many different, you know, Christian teachers. And sometimes it's a smorgasbord of all kinds of things. So I remember her name was Dr. Loretta Gonzalez. And all she told me is, listen, there's nothing wrong with taking a little here and there. And she said it like this: you take out the meat and you throw away the bone. Can I get amen? You just throw away the bone. But God's word is true. Look what Jesus said. The good man brings good things out of a good stored up in him. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. Did you catch that? You don't have to murder anyone. You don't have to go to a bank and be an armed robber and go in there with a semi-automatic and steal. No, it's what we say out of our mouth. Look at that. But I tell you, I hope your Bible has red writing, because that was dictated by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. What? Man, this is why I'm telling you, saints, we need to walk with humility in this walk with him. Can I get an amen? Man, be slow to speak. Before you speak out anything negative, man, you better ask God, God, can I say this? Is this okay, God? And if God doesn't give you an automatic answer in your spirit, you go to his word. And then when you turn to a scripture like this, oop, I'm going to hold back. Can I get an amen? Saints, all these perceptions of God are contradicted in Scripture. He sees all of our sins and takes them very seriously. How many know he takes sin very seriously? There is no such thing as a secret sin before the Lord. You know why? Because right here in the Word of God, be sure your sin will find you out. This is to equip us, saints, for what's ahead of us. This lesson today is to equip us, because we are living in some perilous times. Can I get an amen? Amen. And I don't know if you heard this, but I heard a newscast yesterday. And it was Vladimir Putin. They're having a conference in St. Petersburg. And all these nations are there, but not ours. And he spoke directly to the president of France. And says, I need you to leave the United States alliance and come under us, and we will protect you from them. Oh, yeah. There's an alliance right now building up that wants to come against our country. It's Iran, North Korea, China, Russia, and Turkey. Saints, these are perilous times. We need to pray. Can I get an amen? Listen, for almost 300 years, we never had war on our land that came from another nation other than when England tried to destroy the colonies. And then the last one was Pearl Harbor, but those were in the Pacific Islands. But we never had anything on our motherland here. Saints, we need to be praying. Can I get an amen? If a bomb drops, man, I'm telling you, panic will come across this nation like no other. This is why you need to be girded up in truth. You need to understand that God, hallelujah, is our source and only source, hallelujah, to sustain us in the time of perilous times. Can I get amen? And we see the handwriting on the wall. We see what's taking place. And we know time is short. We know that Jesus is on his way. How many believe Jesus is on his way? He said we would see these things, and they're happening. And pray for the island of Hawaii right now. I never seen lava like that. I mean, I've seen them in old clips, but not live like we see every day. I never seen anything so furious to come out of a ground. And so, saints, because God is holy and just, there is a penalty for sin. Can I get amen? God in his faithfulness not only blesses us, but with his best, but also confronts people in their worst. People who don't know God personally may see him as a distant deity who resides in heaven, but can be called upon for help when needed. So people perceive him sometimes as a genie in the bottle. I need him right now. If that's who you think God is, you better think again. If asked to describe their God, they are quick to defend their nebulous perception of him by saying that he's just too big for words. But in reality, they can't describe him because they don't really know him. They have a unscriptural view of God, and therefore they have no confidence in his faithfulness, but can only hope that he will answer them when they need him. Are you catching this message? So without the Word of God, without the Bible, we'd have an excuse for our inaccurate ideas of him. But the Lord has given us his Word so that we can know him and have a relationship with him. Can I get an amen? Don't you love having that relationship with the Lord? Man, there are times you're on the mountaintop with him, man, and the Spirit of God is all over you, man. You're going, oh, Jesus, don't quit. I love this. And then there are times where he takes you to the valley. And it's like, God, where's your spirit? I don't feel you, God. And then he reminds you, it's not by feelings. You need to walk in faith. Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And so we need to understand this, and this is what he told his disciples. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. Hallelujah. And we are friends of Christ. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Through thick and thin, he is with us. You need to know that. Even when you don't feel him, even when you think he's so far away, no, he's right there with you in the thick of it. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we need to ask these questions right here. How does God display his faithfulness? How does he display his faithfulness? Number one, he always does what he has said and fulfills every promise he has made. Aren't you so blessed that he's not a man that can lie? Number two, look at this. He never forgets, he never falters or fails to keep his word. Man, I'm so glad. Hallelujah. When we read his word, hey, it never changed. It's still the same. That's right, because he doesn't change. He never changes. Can I get an amen? And number three, he is reliable, trustworthy, unfailing, unwavering, constant, and he is steadfast. Thank you, God. I'm so blessed to know that I can count on Jesus to be my all in all, to be my everything. Do you know that he's from everlasting to everlasting? Hallelujah. And he will complete everything that he has started until the day of redemption. And God is going to redeem us. Hallelujah. See, he gave you the down payment. The down payment is the Holy Ghost living inside you. Can I get an amen? The hope of glory. That is our guarantee. That is our promise. Our changed life transformed by the power and the anointing of God. Hallelujah. That is the witness to our spirit that God is real. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. That we've been born from above. We were naturally born at one time. Hallelujah. Through our mother's flesh. But Jesus had to tell a religious leader, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. And so, we need to understand his awesome attributes. Can I get an amen? How many believe he has awesome attributes? God's attributes are the foundation for his faithfulness. And once you start understanding who he is, now that'll give you comfort and peace to know that I can rely upon him 24/7, and he will not fail me. God will not fail you. Can I get an amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So what are these attributes? Number one, he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows everything about us. He knows everything about this world. He knows the day he's coming. Hallelujah. He knows when God will deliver our unsaved friends and family. How many of you have unsaved friends and family? He knows the day and the time and the hour and the second that they will fall on their face. Hallelujah. And cry out that I need to be saved. Hallelujah. And this is why he's calling the church to continue to pray and fast for them. Can I get an amen? He's not done with them. Don't let what you see in the natural regarding your family, they're not saved. You got to think like he thinks, that he has promised us The Bible says in Acts 2:38 and 39, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you what? Shall. Didn't say you might, didn't say maybe. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why? For the next verse is the key verse, for the promise. Say that with me. The promise is unto you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Can I get an amen? That you can take to the bank. Hallelujah. Yes, you got to believe God that he promised your family to be saved. Yeah, well, you know, my child's been on drugs for so long, I don't see any hope. Well, that's because you don't believe God's word. You got to believe that he's going to save them. Can I get an amen? You got to imagine, you got to picture, you got to view in your mind, they're sitting right next to you worshiping the king. And that one day they're going to come through the doors and worship God with you. And that is going to be a time to truly rejoice. Why? Because he would have fulfilled the promises he's given to us. So he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. The Lord knows all things, past, present, and future. He's never surprised by events and cannot forget anything. Aren't you so blessed? Oh, well, I think I said that. I don't know. No, that's not God. He doesn't walk around like a doop-de-doo. He knows all things. You can't get nothing past him. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. He's never surprised by events, and he cannot forget anything. He knows how we live, whether in godlessness or godliness. He knows how we live. And although we may turn a blind eye to him, he's aware of everything that takes place, and nothing is hidden from him. And for some people, where does it say that? You know, you get some, you know, when you try to share the word, where does he say that? He says it in his word. It's right up here. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path, my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Man, see, you got to go back to the word. And God will show you who he is. And once you start understanding who he is, it'll give us strength. It'll give us wisdom. Sometimes we lack wisdom. And we need wisdom to know how to entreat one another, how to share God's love with one another, and especially with your unsaved family member. Can I get an amen? And so that's omniscient. He's knowing all. Now, his other famous attribute is this. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's all powerful. That's right. I don't care if all the nations of the world put all their nukes together. He'll blow them all out like a candle. Amen. Oh, yes, he will. Nothing fears God. Can I get an amen? Amen. God has all power to accomplish what he desires. Not what we desire, but what he desires. We need never fear that he cannot answer prayer, provide for our needs, change situations, or fulfill his promises, because God is faithful, because he's all-powerful. Hallelujah. All right, where is it at? Right up here. Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great, what? Power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Come on. Some of you, the doctor might have said, well, man, it looks like you got months to live. You need to go back to that doctor and says, my God is able to sustain me. My God is able to heal me. My God, hallelujah, your drugs and all your information, hallelujah, I put it underneath the cross, hallelujah, and the blood of Jesus, by his stripes, the Bible says, we are healed. Can I get an amen? Man, there are times when we get sick, all we do is run to that PPO doctor or that HMO doctor. Come on, we need to run to Jesus. We need to run to him and say, oh God, you are the great healer. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. You can touch my innermost being. You can go deeper into the bone and marrow. Hallelujah. Why? Because you created me. You formed and fashioned me in my mother's womb. You know every aspect and fiber and cell of my being. Hallelujah. And you need to trust God for that. Can I get an amen? Amen. And so, saints, if he doesn't intervene in our lives the way we desire or expect, it is not because he doesn't have the power, but because he works to accomplish his will, not ours. Hallelujah. It's got to be his will. Can I get an amen? Not our will. Our will is to go the opposite direction. He's trying to keep us on the straight and narrow. Can I get an amen? And sometimes it's a little tough, but that's okay, because most of us grew up rebellious. Most of us, we rebelled with our parents. We rebelled with the school teachers. We rebelled with authority. And so now it's good for us that we can now walk in his authority. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. We, as adults now, we can understand to learn how to obey him. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, just by that thought process of obeying him, man, I'm telling you, he pours out blessings you cannot contain. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And so we saw that he's omnipotent, omniscient. But did you know he's not a billion, trillion, quadrillion light years away? Some people, oh, he's so far away. If you understand the three heavens that that are there before us, the first heaven is underneath the atmosphere. The second heaven is the galaxies, the Milky Ways, and the stars. And many of them are so far away, we can't even count them. Hubble telescope could only go so far. And that second heaven is so vast. And yet he lives in the third heaven. But we all think, well, since he's so far away, he doesn't hear me. Well, that's his third attribute. God fills all space. He fills all space. He's here right now. He's right now sitting right next to you. The angels of heaven are in here. Hallelujah. Heaven has filled this room this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God is a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is present everywhere, all at the same time. Whether saint or sinner, we are all in the presence at every moment. Although there may be times, saints, when we wish we could hide from him because of our sin, there is no way of escape. I can just go to the highest mountain. He's not there. Or I could go to the deepest cave. He's not there. Well, think again. Let's look at the word. Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, declares the Lord? Am I a God who is near, declares the Lord, and not a God that's far off? God's word fills all space. Thank you, God. This shouldn't frighten you. This should comfort you. Can I get an amen? This should let you know, man, God, you're right there. You're sticking closer than a brother. And you're always there to watch over me, to protect me. Did you know you are no longer in the devil's camp, the enemy's camp? When you got saved, you are now in the camp of the living God. And you have changed dance partners. Can I get an amen? You used to dance with old Slewfoot. Hallelujah. Now you're dancing with the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen? Come on. You're dancing with God. Hallelujah. He's your lover. Thank you, God. He's your slow dance. That's right. Man, he will comfort you in the wee hours of the night. There are times the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So no matter what you're going through, God will see you through. Can I get amen? Why? Because he fills all space. And another mighty attribute is that he's truthful. God will not lie to you. God will tell you, brother, sister, you're in sin. You need to turn to me, and I'll cleanse you. I'll wash you. I'll forgive you, but you got to turn to me. Amen? You know, it's easy. is easy to be caught in situations. And what's the first instinct? What is the first instinct that Adam and Eve did in the garden? They ran, they hid, huh? And so even as believers, if we trip and fall, what's the first thing we want to do? We want to run from God. I'm here to let you know, don't run from God, you run to God. Can I get an amen? Amen? Hallelujah. There's greater mercy in running to Him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, there is. Thank you, God. Because only He can straighten us up. Only He can cleanse us and wash us. Only He can reprove us and then correct us and then reinstate us. Can I get an amen? That's the grace of God. And so our God will never mislead us or deceive us. He's the source of all truth and always speaks the truth that's stipulated in the Word of God. And so tuck this one scripture right here in your heart. And know, some of you maybe have it on your refrigerator door. Maybe you've written it a long time ago in your Bible. But right up here, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm sorry, Confucius and Buddha and Allah. Guess what? They're still in their graves. Jesus is the only one that rose again. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. He rose again to give us life and life more abundantly. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And so we can rely on God. Within Scripture, the Lord has given us guidance for every possible situation we may face, saints. If we'll trust in Him and not in our own understanding, He'll make our path straight and lead us on the right path, on the right way. His truth not only affirms His great love for us, but also convicts us of sin so that we can return to Him. Ain't that a blessing? To know that the door is always open, even when we fall short. I've shared this little story. I felt led to share it again. My former pastor, Bishop Trout, who originated North Park Apostolic Church, I remember he shared with us many years ago, this is about 30 years ago, he said that when I was 9 years old, he goes, when I would get in trouble, my mother would find a switch. It was made out of those fishing poles. What do you call that type of plastic? Yes. And when she would come with authority, wham, it would leave welts on his legs. And so he found out quickly, very quickly, that when he found himself in trouble and she would pick up that switch, he learned, I'm not going to run from her, because as soon as that authority comes and that heaviness comes and that power comes and I'm running away, that is more painful when she brings her arm forward and whacks him on the legs. So he learned quick, I'm not running away, I'm running to her. So he would latch onto a leg and start crying and crying. And all of a sudden, she would then drop it. And then she would pick him up. And then she would minister to him. You see, that's what God wants for us to do when we miss the mark. That we would run to Him and say, oh God, I fumbled the ball. I missed the mark, God. Lord, here I am. And that's when God's mercy and His love, you know why? Because now He sees a heart that has turned to Him, that has ran to Him. And He has a well of forgiveness that's bottomless. He's always there, ready to forgive us. We just got to turn to Him. We can't run from Him. Can I get an amen? Amen. So praise God. And so another attribute is He's unchanging. He's steadfast. The Lord always, He's always the same. Absolutely holy and perfect. Aren't you so blessed? There's no flaws in Him. Although His actions vary, His nature and attributes do not. His power never lessens. His knowledge cannot decease or decrease. His purposes stand firm, and his promises will not fail. And so, let's look at this right up here. God's word testifies that the Lord is faithful and trustworthy. Can I get an amen? How many of you, let me ask this question. How many of you in your saved life have been frightened by something in your life? Come on, we've all been there. I remember 6 months ago, doctors thought I had multiple myeloma. I looked on the internet, what's that? Oh, it's a type of cancer that'll kill you. Really? And so right away, a spirit of fear tried to jump on me. And my wife came to me and she goes, honey, we're going to trust God. We're not going to believe this report. We're going to believe the report of the Lord. And so I did the natural things. I said, okay, let me do some of the natural things. But God, I need you to do the supernatural things in my life. Hallelujah. And so we redid the blood test in 3 months. And they said, I'm sorry, but we don't see anything here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Why? Because if you honor him, he will honor you. I don't care what you're going through right now. God is in the business, if there is a business, is to bless your life. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He has made up his mind about who you are, that you are his. You are his beloved. Hallelujah. And it's his job now to keep us. Hallelujah. Because we can't keep ourselves. He keeps us. He holds everything together. Can I get an amen? Did you know he's holding your family together? He's holding your marriage together. He's holding your life together. Hallelujah. And you got to trust him with that. Hallelujah. Because you know what? King David, how many times did he run for his life? Saul was after him. His enemies were after him. But one thing he said in the word, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust you. There are times we're going to be afraid. I'm coming in for a close. These last scriptures, let it abide in you. Look at this one. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is our refuge for us. Can I get an amen? He's our refuge. And because he's an awesome God, one of the greatest attributes that I can find in the word of God, because none of us deserve this great salvation, is this. He's mercy. Merciful. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Hallelujah. And as I shared, we are now the generation, I believe, that's going to see the Lord. We see Matthew 24 being fulfilled right before our eyes. We see all the prophetic things that God said will take place. We're seeing the earthquakes. We're seeing the volcanoes. We're seeing the nation that's restless. We're seeing an agenda that we never seen 30, 40 years ago that's risen up in the forefront. We're seeing all the abominations take place in our country. But God said, fear not. Fear not. My mercy endures forever. For you have I upheld. For you I have called, hallelujah, out of darkness into this marvelous light. It is us, the church, hallelujah, that he has loved with an everlasting love. He came to die for this church. Can I get an amen? Not this church here on this corner, but I'm talking about the church around the world. Hallelujah. Those who truly love him. Did you know that in every church, there's a church within a church. And within that church are the true believers. Can I get an amen? They've been born of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So saints, get a hold of this message, because we are living in perilous times. But if you can count on the word of God and be steadfast in the word of God, he will see you through every situation that confronts us in the times that we live in. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Why? Because your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. Did you know? He allowed us to wake up this morning. You know how many people have gone on either to glory or have gone on to a fiery pit of hell. Oh, that's right. There is hell. I heard someone said that the Pope said there's no hell. I'm, sir, if you get this message, you need to repent from that remark. There is a real hell, and God has saved us from it. Can I get amen? If there's anything that you could be thankful for, hallelujah, is that he saved us from a fiery pit of hell. Thank you, God. He saved us. He pulled us out of the fire. We were all headed there. And God came, and he had intervened in our life. Hallelujah, supernaturally, and said, I have chosen you. I've elected you. And I'm going to fulfill my will and my purpose in your lives in the times that we live. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So I end with these questions, and then we'll close, and we'll worship the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Number one, how closely does your perception of God align with who he reveals himself to be in his word? I shared this earlier. If you think he's the genie in the bottle, think again. But if he is the great I am, hallelujah, if he's the Alpha and the Omega, if he's the bishop and lover of your soul, if he's from everlasting to everlasting, then we are on the right path. Can I get an amen? For he is God and we are not. And his word, hallelujah, is forever settled in heaven. It lives already in eternity. Hallelujah. We have been blessed to enter into this marvelous salvation by faith, through his grace and by his mercy. Can I get amen? Amen. Look at number two. Are you more likely to view God according to your circumstances and experiences, others' ideas, or do you view him through the lens of Scripture? Come on, that one's a tough one right there. Because many of us have been in many predicaments. And some of us failed to look at the Scripture. And a lot of times, even when we were going through the roughest times as a believer, we failed to look at the Scripture where God says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And when we can humble ourselves and say, God, to God be the glory. Strengthen me as I go through this trial. Strengthen me as I go through the fire. When you get on the other end, you will see that he has put you through the fire without being burnt. Hallelujah. You got to trust him. Number three, do you truly believe that God is faithful all the time? How many believe that? Amen. 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 Sister Deborah, God is faithful. Thank you, Jesus. And what you're going through right now, he's going to see you through. Well, I just felt led to pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, God. She's here walking in faith. She could be home right now and just sulking, but she's here to give you praise, glory, and honor as she walks through this trial. So God, be glorified and magnified through her, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her mightily, God. Hallelujah. 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 God is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Last question. How do your responses to problems, suffering, or trouble affirm or deny this truth? How do your responses to problems, suffering, or trouble affirm or deny the truth? Can we honestly say, to God be the glory? Huh? Can we honestly say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done? Can we honestly say, oh God, you are faithful and just and true? And God, you are the one that covers my shortcomings. It is the blood of Jesus that covers us. And when you look down, praise God, you don't see our sin no more, but you see the blood that has taken away our sins. He is just. Can I get an amen? He is faithful. Don't let the devil lie to you. You will fall into traps when you start believing the lie. Hallelujah. The devil will tell you, man, you need to run. You need to cut and run. You can't walk this walk. And guess what? We can't walk this walk. We need to walk this walk in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he will be the one to carry us through. He's brought us this far. Can I get an amen? For me, it's been 30 years, by the grace of God. For some of you, maybe 6 months. But no matter what time frame that we've been walking with God, he is faithful. How many believe that he is faithful? Hallelujah. Let's pray right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, for your truthfulness. We thank you that you cannot deny yourself to us in every aspect. Lord, you have revealed your entire existence, your total being in the Word of God. You have kept nothing from us. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we learn today that you change not. And so the mindsets of the world, the agendas of this world change every day, but you don't change. You are steadfast in your Word. So, Father, I pray, Lord, for those that are listening to this message here and abroad, if they've never given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, we cry out in faith right now. We will pray with you right now. We believe that God will intervene into your life, hallelujah, and cause you to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is calling you to the cross right now. And the Bible says that all, his desires that all, and all means all, that all men and women should come to a place of repentance and to turn to the cross and to come by faith. And if God is calling you, if God is quickening you, if God is allowing you to hear and see what the Spirit is saying to you right now, this is your opportunity to cry out in faith, and we will pray with you and allow God to do the miraculous in your life. For the greatest miracle that God has ever shown mankind is not the dead being raised, it's not the blind seeing, it's not the deaf talking, but we who were dead in transgressions and sins that God has raised up. That is the greatest miracle. And so if God is speaking to you right now, God is raising you right now from your dead state, and he's giving you ears to hear and eyes to see. And if that's you, cry out with this prayer. Now remember, this prayer, it's not a magic pill. It's not a magic formula. Prayer is a tool that God gives to mankind on earth to communicate with the holy God in heaven. And so come by faith and believe God that God wants to save you and deliver you, hallelujah, and to give you a new life in Christ. And if that's you, pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that was shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sin. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, give him praise and glory in the house. Is he worthy? Is Jesus worthy?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.